Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday. Oh, my goodness, I almost forgot the date. Sunday, May 27th. and our guest today is makeup artist Viola Nicholson. We are continuing with our listener interview series. But before we begin with Viola, I just want to remind you all that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. If you have a question or comment that you want to make, make sure you press the option to speak with the host. You can also join us in the chat room. As always, we have my sister Denise is leading that discussion, and let's check with Denise to see if she has any beauty news for us tonight.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. First, I just want to take the time out to send our condolences to fellow makeup artist and my mentor, Marietta Carter Narcisse. She lost her father earlier this afternoon, so our prayers go out to Marietta and her family. And just a quick reminder about the makeup show Chicago, June 17th and 18th. For more information on ticket classes and speakers, you can go to themakeupshow.com and stay tuned here at the Beauty News for more details on speakers and classes and things of that nature. And coming up on June 22nd through the 24th, is IMAX LA, the International Makeup Artist Trade Show. It's going to be in Pasadena, California. Friday, June 22nd, they have their pro-only hours from 2 to 6 p.m. On Saturday, the show hours are 8:30 to 5 p.m., and that's opened up to the general public. And Sunday, the hours are 10 to 5 p.m. And I do believe that Kabuki and Rick Baker are going to be two of the keynote speakers at that show. And I'll have more information next week on exact lineup of the pro classes that are paid classes, as well as some of the classes that are not paid. I'll have more information on what we can check out at IMAX LA this June. Also, more about that show, the early bird discount tickets are no longer available, so I did want to get that information out. The early bird discount tickets are no longer available, so now you can still get your pre-sale online tickets, or you can buy tickets at the door if they don't sell out beforehand. So for more information on that, you can go to imats.net. And for those of you who follow me on Twitter, and for those who don't, you can follow me at Denise Tennell. Follow my beauty tips for women of color. They're going to be under the hashtag #PoundDT on FabaTV. And that's just to promote my video on FabaTV for makeup for women of color. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out, I encourage you to do so on FabaTV.com. You can check out you can actually order my video for $29.99, or you can become a member of FabaTV for just $29.99 a month. So for more information on that, you can follow me on Twitter or check out FabaTV.com.
All right. So welcome, Viola, to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
We just want to jump right in, Viola. We know that some of our listeners know you already. Some may follow you on Twitter, or they're friends with you on Facebook, or they've even met you at one of the trade shows. But And I'm sorry, I must say this now. I'm so sorry that we didn't get a chance to actually meet face-to-face last week here in Atlanta. Our schedules was crazy, just unbelievably crazy. And I was really looking forward to getting a chance to maybe do lunch. So definitely next time or even before you visit, maybe we'll meet up somewhere else. But I'm definitely looking forward to meeting you face-to-face.
All right, so am I. I'll be back in July.
Okay. Well, we just want to jump in, you know, with the conversation, and just as always, like we always do, why don't you tell our listening audience who you are, how you became a makeup artist, or when you became a makeup artist, and what inspired you to do so?
I jumped into makeup while I was a model and doing print work out in Portland, Oregon for Rose City Talent. And this was back in 1990 and 91. But at that time, they didn't have any color or makeup artist that could match my skin. But even before that, I was really using my mother's makeup bag and my older sister's makeup bag during high school. So by me having a little experience with foundations, not professionally, but with foundations on applying it on myself, what happened was a photographer noticed my skin. He noticed the way I was photographed in the picture. And his name was Jerome Hart, and he's one of the top photographers out in the Northwest, where he's the photographer for Nike. And he stopped me, and he said, you know, Viola, I know you're doing the modeling thing and it's paying off your nursing school, but you're really good in doing makeup. You should seek it professionally. But at that time, I was already visiting all the makeup counters in the mall, from Maya Frank to Nordstrom's. But at that time, it was so minimal, and it only had, like, lines that expressed, like, prescriptive, Elizabeth Arden, the Estee Lauder, the Clinique. But there weren't not one woman of color in any of those department stores. But they knew me because I was a popular person in Oregon. Mm-hmm. So they never said that, oh, Viola, but every time I asked them about how to get a job and do a makeup, they never turned me down. Only thing they said that, Viola, we don't have foundations for you. But then I look over, I'm like, well, there's fashion fair. So how you get a job if you don't know how to color match people of color? And I asked them flat out, and I was 20 years old at that time. And so what happened was the photographer written up a resume for me, and he had it all laid out. And that was another good thing, that how he formatted my resume by me being a nursing student and modeling part-time. I had no idea how to put that in format. I asked questions. And then when he looked with me to the department store, it just so happened that he had the hookup with everyone knew him in the department store. So the store manager approached him, and he said, well, I want Viola to work for a fashion fair. I was like, I know fashion fair. That's what I use. So at that time, fashion fair only had two women, but they weren't makeup artists. They were just there. They were just a body that was there just to push the product. So at that time, when I went through the orientation, I got trained by a young lady by the name of Christine Boas out of California. She flew in to train me, and I learned that line within one day. Mm. That going said, they hired me on the spot for fashion fair, but that going to say that I had all my friends, including white girls, because, you know, it's predominantly white in Oregon. So I even had my white girlfriends using fashion fair, but fashion fair then was known for Vantex. So I really had started getting into skincare. So with that said, I outsold 8 of the women at Estee Lauder, where my reputation grew. My reputation grew because I wasn't there to really say, oh, Viola's behind a makeup counter, how it is today. I was there to learn and to grow, because I was looking at all the women in the other lines clocking dollars. Like, I'm like, okay, I want to be one of them. How can I get to that level with these numbers? Because Fashion Fair had such a small counter, but it was so popular then. And so with the word of mouth, by me being the only really black makeup artist in Oregon,
my name started traveling around in other department stores. So, and I just stayed with it. I grew. I was getting job offers for Estee Lauder, for MAC. I never went out for those jobs. They were coming to me. And I was learning. And by me learning so much, I used to offer. I was only 21. I used to offer to take the account executives to lunch with the little money that I made so I can learn. And I learned that from my father, who was a businessman himself. So he told me, don't go in there flexing. Don't go in there thinking you're cheap, because you're not. You get in there, you understand the industry. You understand why it is an ebony fashion. Because originally I'm from Chicago. I just left Chicago when I was 16. So throughout my adult life, from 16 to age 33, I moved back to Chicago. But I was always traveling, because at that time, Fashion Fair had a budget where they flew you through different cities to do the event. So I just stayed with it, and I grew with the industry. Yeah, and so with that said, I was hearing about the Reggie Wells, hearing about the Roosevelt Cartwrights. I was hearing about Naomi Sims. I was hearing about the Sam Fine, but they never had the books over in the Pacific Northwest where you can learn. What I used to do, I used to call my sisters in Chicago and have them send me the material that I need, because I was eager to learn and eager to grow. And with that said, had a kid. So I just stayed with doing makeup throughout, from my pregnancy throughout right now to this day, as far as like being really good in makeup, as far as like the approach in artistry. But really it's all about the people's skills and being connected, with being able to connect with that person. Because you can sell Fashion Fair to an Asian woman, as long as they believe in what you're selling them. And so we were always where, every time when I wasn't at the counter, those women used to take down my client's name and information and made sure I was booked every day. So it was really that the older women, they really mold me as far as like being a professional, the way you dress, the way you speak, the way you stand. So I started at a very great time, 20 years ago, a very great time. So it wasn't like how it is now. You know, presentation, your image, it goes far. It goes really, really far. But you have to understand and know your product and know the meaning behind the business.
Now, Viola, this is Denise. I just wanted to touch on something that you just said. You were talking about how, you know, you would call your sister and have her send you the materials that you needed, like the books and everything that you couldn't find out in the West. So talk a little bit about how you've seen the industry change, like how it's so different now, because now you don't really find makeup artists who are going to buy the books to really learn the art. Sometimes you see makeup artists now, if they do go to buy the books, it's more so to, you know, to basically, okay, I want to see how Kevin did, or I want to, you know, it's like it's almost copying someone else's style instead of actually learning the craft. And also speak a little about how, you know, now with social networking, you don't find makeup artists actually going back to the books and the DVDs and things like that, but more so, you know, resources online, if they're even using resources online. Because to me, I find that a lot of makeup artists aren't using resources that are available, but they're more so wanting someone to just, you know, sit them down and you know, spoon-feed them everything that they need to know.
And it's true. They're becoming lazy. Not go-getters anymore, becoming lazy. We spoil them. Even with myself, I can give out so much information on the younger generation, or even with women who doesn't want to quit their day job and they shouldn't want to get into the industry, as far as like to have a social life. And I have to tell them that I didn't get into this industry to have a social life. I got in it because I loved it. I got in it because I wanted to grow. I got in it because it was a business. And that's what a lot of the artists, I don't even know their name to this day, because they don't have a dedication, a passion for it. And I won't follow them. I only learn about other makeup artists through you guys and the Jennifer James and the Santera. So
right.
That makes sense. They need to go back to basics. And that's what the class is. As far as like me being the artist that I am, that's why I start creating the shows as far as like A Day of Beauty with Reggie Wells, A
right.
Fine Day of Beauty with Sam Fine. I get them back into basics and let them know why these men are the artists they are today. Their legacies, their legends. Their legacies
right.
still going to continue. And many of the artists that I see flexing on the social network, I don't even follow them. I really don't
right.
because to me, it's their playtime. And for us, it's not playtime. And that's why so many don't get called back to projects.
Right.
That's why so many don't, and that's why so many of the counters or the companies don't make their numbers, because so many of the retail stores so quick to hire bodies and not understanding the background of the artist they hiring at the counter. I see it every day, and I can tell you why Alliant is suffering in some foundations or the color or the skincare, because they don't go back to basics on training the up-and-coming artists, the aspiring artists, so they lose touch. Only thing they want to see in front of them are the material products, a lip gloss, a brush, and not knowing that you will lose a customer that way. They won't, will never, ever gain a client. They will never keep a client. So it's really good for the artists to go to those makeup shows, to the makeup show. Like Kevin James Bennett said, you have to work your butt off. You have to work. We can't just continue handing it over to them, because he has to work twice as hard as anyone else to get where he's at. And you know
right.
that. You guys know that. Packing that makeup kit, it's no puck. I'm going to tell you
right.
that I turned down several projects because I didn't want to pack a makeup kit, because I have a child where I had to pack his backpack. So sometimes... like me, it's going to be like, okay, let me see who can do this project. Let me see who's ready and prepared, who's professional. And someone like me who has a whole other lifestyle going on, I can't do all of that. So that's why I continue doing production work. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of makeup artists, they don't put themselves in their zone. Either you can be a freelance makeup artist, either you can be a innovator like myself who create brushes, or you can just be, you have to pick which one you want to do. Some people
mm-hmm.
all over the place just want to be loud with it, and when you loud with it, you're not going to grow. You're going to outshine yourself. And you know, being a makeup artist as well, it's all about creating and let it flow with you and learn from others. So that's what I think is going on. It's so much. It's a lot of things what they see on TV, and they think that that's the way to go. And, you know, once they reach out to Sam, well, Sam, I want to be like you, Sam. How can I get like you, Sam? Sam sat back and he learned from the best, from Kevin O'Quan. He sat back and
mm-hmm.
and learned from Naomi Campbell. He sat back and he kept his mouth shut, you know.
Right.
One thing
I think artists don't realize is to be like Sam, you have to have walked Sam's walk. Do you
yes.
really want that?
Yeah.
You know, we know how great Sam is. We know who he studied under. But do we really know what he went through to get to where he is now? Are we really willing to work that hard?
No, they're not. They're not. They just want it handed to them. They just want to hand it to them, and that's what is going on now. And so it can still be but those doors are closing, and I can see the doors are closing so much where, you know, the new technology, and I can tell a lot of people that you better be careful because a lot of things are about to be sold in vending machines in a minute. You keep it up, because right now they're still a proactive in the vending machine. A lot of makeup artists are not going to have makeup artist jobs. You're
right.
Seeing so many stay-at-home moms, they're learning everything on YouTube now. You have a lot of celebrity clients, celebrities who only will have a budget just for one makeup artist, not everything. People aren't spreading their budget out to artists just to look fabulous. Now these celebrity makeup artists coming out with their own line, just like Kate Middleton. She didn't hire a makeup artist to do her makeup. She did it herself.
Right.
So, and that's another thing. They don't pay attention. Like, pay attention to see what's going on, or be 3 years ahead of the game. Be 3 years ahead of the game. Because they only just think about the Atlanta region, the Chicago region, you got the L.A. region, you got the New York region. But you go out to Berlin, it's a different story. You go out to Amsterdam, it's a different story. You go out to the Asian market, it's a different story out there. So I think as us as makeup artists, we have to look at it, the broad band of everything, the world, to see what's going on. Because even myself, I've been getting calls to go out to those different countries to do more seminars where they want to see ladies like you. They want to see the Jennifer James. They want to hear her. They want to get inspired. They want to see why us makeup artists, Americans, lazy. I get it all the time. All the time, because I'm old school artist. I'm an old school makeup artist, and I do my best by talking to my clients. You know, that's how I do makeup, by just reaching and getting to know my people. Some of the people that I didn't even get to meet as doing the makeup, it's just by really walking through the stores or just greeting, smiling at people. You'd be surprised. That's how I met Roosevelt. I met Roosevelt just by in passing. Not by doing makeup, just by in passing, because he had received a bad service from another artist who had no idea who he was. And I just walked up to him and said, "How you doing, brother?" He just snapped. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And now to this day, we're working on a project out in Atlanta. So I'm looking forward to bringing some more good opportunities to the people into Atlanta. Because when I was there, I was just there to really just to scope out. And that's what I do a lot in the stores. I scope out. I scope out a lot. And I'm very quiet with it that I come out with something, like even with another fine day. No one knew that I was coming out with that but my child. So I have so much things that I'm coming out with, but I want to be able to bring the best in it with me. You know, you have the Jennifer James again. You have you ladies. I'm really claiming your day. And that's what I do. I claim days where you guys I want to honor. Like, I have the Crystal Rice. I have the Roosevelt Cartwright. You know, there's Reggie Wells. There's Cindy Watson, another beautiful woman. People can learn so much from. I mean, they're sleeping. The artists are really, really sleeping right now. There's a lot out here. You got Eve Pearl. They're sleeping out here. So,
you know what? Let me ask you this, because You said a lot of things that I'm hearing, and you know I don't want to dwell too much, you know, because we ask the question often every once in a while, and it's always good to hear other artists' opinions on it. But I want to know, since we talked a little bit about it in depth, and I don't want to take the focus away from you, because I want to get more into Viola. But since we kind of touched on it, really, let's just for a second spend a few minutes here. I just want to get a feel for what you think, because I hear what you're saying. They're sleeping, and you named a lot of names, and most of us have been around for a minute, okay? Why do you think that these artists out here are sleeping? And just like my sister said a few minutes ago, you know, they want to be spoon-fed. They want to give you the information. And so they'll listen to the Jennifer James. They'll listen to Beauty Talk. They'll listen to you. They'll listen to some of the others. But They want to run toward the really, really popular ones, like your Sam Fine, who's also been around for a while. But what is it that you think is attracting them that way, as opposed to the ones who, and I'm not saying that Sam is not doing this, but, you know, we spend Sunday after Sunday bringing Beauty Talk. You know, Jennifer, throughout social networking, does what she does and brings all kinds of information out there. What is it about some of these artists, and I know that the majority of them are newer, what is it about some of them that you think
What's the reason behind them just wanting you to throw the information out to them, trying to blow themselves up on Twitter, just all the things that they do, trying to make themselves look good, trying to make themselves popular, and just kind of taking the tidbits we throw their way, but then they kind of going another direction. Where do you think that comes from? Or why are they that way?
A lot of stuff has to do with their background, their upbringing. I'm around artists every single day, and I dig deep on them. They're self-centered, pretty much where their parents didn't raise them to get ready for the real deal. I think we got taught how to be respectful, and a lot of these parents are working now where the kids are learning from television and the social network, and that's another thing, and the insecurities. They're very insecure. So what they'll do, they come off very aggressive, and that aggressiveness turn artists, people like us, away. They'll ask off-the-wall questions. Like, I have women walking up to me down the street. How much money you make? I want to do a show. How much money you think I can make? It's like, okay, how much money you can make? What this has to do with being creative and bringing you one of the best there is to your city, so you can learn, so you'd be able to grow with it. They don't know. It's just that their upbringing or lack of respect, and they have that attitude on, you better tell me, or I'm not going to be following you because I know this other artist, she does this celebrity, and she always getting, you know, that. And it's a turnoff. So they get their feelings hurt. Really, they really do. They get their feelings hurt. Quiet as kept, their feelings get hurt because as artists, that's what we do as professionals. We read body language and we feed off their energy because they get their feelings hurt and they try so hard to look different. And when you try so hard not being original, you want to piggyback off of someone else. You're not going to make it. So really, they're burning themselves out of the industry. So that's why I tell everyone, keep a daytime job, because this industry is not cut off for a lot. It's cut off for everyday people, because everyday people still like to look good, and that's what we do. We like to make people feel good about themselves, not to just go in and say that I'm about to put a $150 serum on your skin because you need it, because we get access to it. We're here to help and reach out to help and bring people together and love and embrace. So that's another thing. They don't have the love and passion about it. So they think that Sam, they blow Sam up on Twitter. I've seen them. And then when they see ladies like you, they get afraid of it because you guys are the real deal. There's no buffoonery. You're not a clown. You're not running around, and I love Nicki Minaj. You're not running around with the pink wigs. You know, they don't understand that is a business deal for Nicki Minaj. You ladies are the real deal, and so many of the artists that's coming up don't want to accept that, and that's why they won't make it. And we see it all the time. When I was in Atlanta, I went to all of the malls, went to every mall and to see. And there's a couple artists that I would love to bring them. I would fly them into Chicago to meet Sam, and that's what I do. And there's other people that work at stores like Nine West. There's another young lady who was working at Burger King. I gave her the opportunity to help me out with Sam Fine. It's all about us as artists like us, sniff out the great ones. Sniff out the great ones and don't let the industry get shrunken by all of the buffoonery that's out here now. It's just like entertainment. And then, too, a lot of people get put on through other friends. I see that a lot at the stores and at the counters where someone doesn't even have cosmetic experience, but they're able to get that gig. But then when they start seeing those numbers slipping, that's because you put your girlfriend or your good friend on who made you look bad. Now the numbers are slipping, so you had to call New York, and New York got to want to know why these numbers are slipping. So they're trying to get the wrong people the opportunity to put things on their resume. So they don't understand about what it's like to build and to work hard. And not to get, because Sam is a brand. You ladies are a brand.
Right.
I will never want anyone who said that I'm going to do a blog talk radio like them, and let me see how this is going to be. It takes a lot. It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of work. It comes way more. And you guys are more than an institution. To be honest with you, you're an institution to the beauty business. There's so much that I have learned by listening to you ladies. Like, I have followed you when MySpace was popular. I was following you guys. Like, it's just like, wow, look at this. Now, these ladies are doing their thing. Like, I love it. I was hearing about you guys when I was living out in Portland, Oregon. And then even when I was I was going to move to New York before I got to Chicago. It just so happened that everything that I own never made it to New York. So I came back to Chicago. It's really just, everything that I do as far as, like, my art and why I create the things, it's all about my life experiences. You know, my life experiences. Because remember, when I started out 20 years ago, there weren't too many people used to seeing a black woman standing at a makeup counter looking presentable. They really didn't get it at first. I wasn't offended by it. Actually, I loved it, and I embraced those ladies. To this day, those ladies gave me my baby shower. You know, there are always going to be something where we go up against, and that was another thing where there's black experience. Like, I experienced the racism. I experienced, you know, the saboteurs. I experienced that. But that made me grow even more effective and stronger and more alert and pay attention. It didn't break my spirit down. That didn't tear my spirit down. Actually, it just made me more alert on what's going on out here and what is missing.
Right. Well, you know, we have Kimberly Carruthers on the, I think I said her last name right, on the line, and she just wants to make a comment as to what you're saying. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Viola. Yeah, basically, I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of what you said. I'm actually a makeup artist, a professional makeup artist myself, and I've actually been working in the industry for about 20 years.
And where are you calling from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, okay.
And I actually started out working behind the counters in the stores for Lancome Cosmetics, and then later on, you know, I did that for a couple of years and decided to go into doing freelancing. And that's basically what I do at this point. You know, it's more or less freelancing for many different cosmetic brands. Here, at the, I call them the specialty stores, like Nordstrom's and Neiman's and Saxon's, places like that. And, you know, you were making comments about the fact that makeup artists should, rather than being, you know, being more or less, quote, lazy, you know, be proactive and take initiative on their part. And I just wanted to make a comment on that, you know, just kind of let you know that, yeah, that is, you know, I totally agree with that. But there are a lot of makeup artists out there that just want to just kind of, you know, have everything, like you said, spoon-fed to them and give it to them and things like that and don't really want to work for it, you know. But anything worth achieving is, you better believe there's work involved with it, you know. So, this is a good reinforcement for myself because to let me know that, hey, I am on the right track. As I stated, I've been in the industry about 20 years, and I also do a lot of makeup for, you know, bridal makeup for weddings and things, special events and things like that. And, you know, with my years of experience, I'm trying to move myself to the next level, and which means that I'm trying to do more, build on my more of my celebrity profile, so to speak. So, you know, and, you know, it's not just waiting on those opportunities to come to me or somebody feeling sorry for me or whatever. You know, I've got to, like, put myself up there. I got to do what I need to do, you know. And, again, like I said, when I was listening to your conversation there, I was like, okay, this is a really good reinforcement for me, you know, to let me know that, hey, you know, I am doing the right thing and I just need to keep pressing on doing what I'm doing, you know. Right.
And then, too, Kim, you came from Lancome, and you know that. You had to stand on your feet 9 hours, do that pre-sale, and get those numbers in. And
that's
pretty
right.
Much, you are already a celebrity artist. That makes sense?
Well,
as far as, like, socialize, what you have learned from that Lancome, you're going to have to take it. I don't care if you set up an event at Starbucks. Ask Starbucks if you can, they can offer you their establishment, their little facility, so you can do your own.
Right.
That's how you build your portfolio, your celebrity status. I'm pretty sure if you've done makeup for 20 years, you touch a celebrity.
Well, and you know, and I have to tell you, Viola, yes, I mean, I have done some, I would call local celebrities here in the St. Louis area, just to name one, and I'm not sure if you, I'm sure you guys may be familiar with her. She actually is, has her own reality show. She's connected with the Oprah Winfrey Network. Her name is Miss Robbie Montgomery. She's
okay.
a reality star. She has her, the Welcome to Sweetie Pie show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. So I had an opportunity to do her makeup last year. She was up for an awards event here in St. Louis, and so I was able to do her makeup along with another cast member, you know, of the show, Janae Wallach. I was able to do her makeup as well. But again, I mean, you know, and with that, given that, having that blessing poured upon me, that was a great, it kind of put, like, put me at another level, so to speak, you know. And again, I just want to kind of keep building on that, you know, and
right.
with the experience that I have. And you were mentioning, too, in your conversation, in your presentation, the fact that it's so important, you know, when you're working with the client, relationship is really what it's all about, you know. Yeah, I mean, you may have the skills and everything, but if the relationship is not clicking, there's nothing there, you know. And that's what my clients, that's what I try to really, when I'm working in the stores of the different department stores, I really try to build that relationship with them, that trust, because they're going to buy, yes, they like the products that I'm using on them, but it's more or less the relationship they have built with me, established with me. You know, they have that integrity. They trust me. They, you know, just by looking at my appearance and my presentation, my knowledge of those products, they're making their buying decisions based on that pretty much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that what you were saying was so true. You know, I mean, I really, like I said, I see that all the time, you know, when I'm in the stores and stuff, so I just wanted to kind of, you know, make that comment on what you were speaking on earlier.
Right, and I appreciate it, because if I speak that to other artists at a counter, they think I'm speaking a whole different language to them. So, yeah, I really do. I really appreciate it. And you're in St. Louis, Missouri?
I am in St. Louis. You know what, to me, like I said, yeah, of course, the ultimate goal is about sales. But, again, you want to make sure, and what I do, because, like I said, I do a lot of freelancing for many, many different cosmetic brands. You know, I mean, anywhere from Elizabeth, like the ones you've named, Elizabeth Arden, Shiseido Cosmetics, Bobbi Brown Cosmetics. I mean, all
mm-hmm.
the really nice brands that you see in the major specialty stores, I call them. I've pretty much freelanced for all those lines, you know, during my 20 years of service in the industry. But, you know, again, like I said, you know, it's, yeah, you want to make the sell, but then again, it's about making that customer happy, because if you're not knowledgeable in your products and you're not and you don't know, you know, you don't know your industry, or you're not building that relationship, you're not giving that customer service, well, you know, that sell, It may not even result in a sale. Then if it does, it could result in that customer having what I call buyer's remorse, returning the item.
Mm-hmm.
They lack the integrity in you. You know, so I think that
right.
is so important. You know, so I always
mm-hmm.
go into when I work with a client, I always, you know, really try to focus on that customer service and building that rapport with them, because they're buying. Yeah, they're buying based because they like the product, but then again, they're buying because of the relationship they have developed with you.
Right, right. And that's another good thing, too, for you, because Chicago's having a Chicago makeup show in June.
Right.
And you should come. I mean, there are so many opportunities, because you can fly out. We're right up the street. And then Sam Finer will be back for another Fine Day, October 27th. So you'd be surprised what the universe be calling out to you. So I'm throwing it out there to you. So I hope
right.
to meet you
and
one
you
day.
Know, I do have intentions on coming. As a matter of fact, I have that in my calendar. If everything goes as planned, you know, I do have intentions on attending the makeup show in June.
Yeah. It'd be nice to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, now, will you be speaking there at that time, Viola?
No, ma'am. I'll just be there shopping and supporting all of my friends.
Okay.
Okay.
Kim, are you still there?
I'm sorry?
Are you still there, Kim?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, how did you hear about tonight's show?
Well, you know what? It was so funny, because I'm on Facebook, and I'm only on Facebook because, like I said, with me being a makeup artist, I utilize social network for that reason only, just for, you know, me as a makeup artist, my business and things like that. And I just happened to see it come through the news feed, but it was connected. It came through the news feed, but I think it was under, I'm trying to remember, I believe she's a blogger. Oh, gosh. And you guys had mentioned her name early on in the show. I can't remember the exact name.
Jennifer James,
which she was, if I'm not mistaken, I subscribed to her, I think, to her news feeds is through the makeup show, because I think she attends the makeup show or something, and she's a blogger with that or connect with that or something. She's one of the people that speaks there or something, I guess.
Okay, I think it was the makeup show, and I believe she spoke on a panel with bloggers. Is that what you're speaking of?
You know, I don't know exactly if she spoke on a panel, but I believe she was part of, you know, I know she attended the makeup show, and I believe she was, like, part of the blogger thing or something. So maybe that is so, you know. But, again, I cannot think of the actual name. And, you know, it may be Jennifer James. I mean, she's African-American.
It's probably Jennifer James, I'm sure.
Jennifer James sounds more like it. I mean, I know when I get off the phone, I'll be able to look at my newsfeed again and revisit that name, but that sounds more like it, though.
Well, thank you, Jennifer James. I know she's listening, and I know she's in the chat room, so thank you, Jennifer James.
Yeah, and it was really nice, too, because it was a great connection for me, because I'm all about learning, as you mentioned, Viola, too. You know, I'm all about learning and developing myself. Anything that I can learn or, you know, I think it's very important, you know, to take that initiative and be proactive on your part to do whatever you need to do to seek out that education or wherever you can learn different tips and get advice and things like that from, you know. So, you know, as you stated, being proactive on your own part as a makeup artist is very, very is key, you know, not waiting on
something
to come to you, you know.
Definitely. Well, Kimberly, if you can, join us every Sunday night at 9, same place, Blog Talk Radio, and we try to bring you as much information as we possibly can. So feel free to tune in.
Thank you so much, both of you all, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A good night.
Thank you.
Now, Viola, bring us up to speed to current day. You said now you focus more on production work.
Yeah, and that's what God has led me into more. When I meditate, that's all I do is create. So much of evil things is going on in the world. You know, you got the babies dying, the crime rate, the unemployment rate, and I feed off of that, and you just don't want to feel hopeless or that there's no hope out there for others to give these babies hope. So I've been getting more into producing and creating. There are some things that I have lined up for my son, for his school, that I want to get involved with Antoine Fisher. I want Antoine Fisher to go and speak to the kids with his book on Teach a Boy How to Tie a Tie. And that's him to grow me. You got artists shaving. You know, we have to educate our babies to get them ready. You know, we have the President Obama. We have Michelle Obama. But they need to understand and see it. Like, they need to see it and hear from everyday people like us. There's so much that I have lined up that it sometimes makes me cry, because I know that it's going to give those kids the inspiration. Because I can't worry about someone our age anymore, because we should know better now. That's in this age group. I'm 42. We should know better. When you know better, you do better. So by me doing better, I'm going to reach out to that generation. And if the because I'm a single parent, a lot of women didn't understand. They thought I was married and had it going on. I told them, well, you know, I'm just blessed. I never felt that being a single parent, that it was, I used it as a handicap. Like, I worked my butt off. Like, me and my son, we didn't get anything handed to us. Like, I worked twice as hard to make him happy. And that made me feel good as far as, like, let me go ahead and reach out to Reggie and see if I could go ahead and do a day of beauty with Reggie Wells. And I put it at the apartment house. I put it at the apartment house where the president stayed. So if I like nice things, I'm going to give the everyday people even better things, greater things, what I receive. So I never want to block my blessings. I reached out to, and let me tell you the story of how I met Sam. I met Sam in 98 out of Oregon. Mm-hmm. I had got a call from the diversity manager. At that time, I was prescriptive business manager in 98. I had just left Bobby Brown. I made her $1 million, so they reached out to me a prescriptive. So I was a business manager. That's how I met Sam. I met Sam by, I heard about him already. You know, we all love Sam. When we saw that beautiful black woman on that front cover of that book, every woman ran out and grabbed it, because I know I did. I missed my coffee break and stood in line to get that book. Then I bought four of them. And I remember buying that book, and I ran in there that I'm about to work with this brother. And so a month later, the diversity manager came to me at the counter, and she said, "Viola, there's a gentleman, an African-American gentleman, and I know you know makeup. He's going to be at Nordstrom's downtown." I said, "Get out of here." I said, "Sam?" She said, "Girl, yes." She said nothing but a word. I grabbed my son. You know, I lied to him, told him we going to the toy store, because he know where I worked at. So at that time, he was only three. So I grabbed him and threw him on that train with me, because I used to just park at the mall and hop on that train. I hopped on that train with my uniform on to see this man, to see Sam Fine. So many of us, we make an excuse why things can't happen. I made that connection with Sam 14 years ago, and I put it out there, and I told him that we're going to work together. You know what he did? Although my son was ripping and running around in Nordstrom's, whatever, because they knew him, I told him, I said, he offered me to come to his class in Atlanta. Oregon is far. It's not up the street. So I told him, okay, I'll be there. I got that plane ticket that next day, and I had my son packed up to go to his grandmother's house, which is my mama, and I gave her extra money. Like, look, I have to go out here and see this man. I flew in, I worked a 13-hour day and hop on that plane to fly in to see Mr. Sam Fine, and I was so inspired, and I asked so many questions. So I started blowing up the agent that he was with, past management agent. And at that time, the young lady named was Foshua Joshua, and she handled all of the bookings for Sam. I was going to book Sam out in Portland, Oregon in the year 2000. But, you know, life happens. You know, relationship happens. The ups and downs have started happening in my life. So I didn't give up on that. I ran that down there that I was going to be creating shows for him, because the world needs to see him. He was already ahead of his game. But it was his spirit that got me, that he was, I mean, he just embraced me. And I never had forgotten that about him. Never forgot that about Sam. But when I moved to Chicago, I came across Reggie. I saw Reggie while he was looking at a flea market. And I approached him. He thought I was crazy, but I told him, I said, "Hey, Reggie, has anyone honored you, like another makeup artist, ever given you your props?" He said, "No, no, what you talking about? I'm like, have anyone, do the industry understand? What have you done for them? Does Bobby Brown understand that once you say that Reggie Wells used Bobby Brown on Oprah, do they get this? They need to understand that. Her trainers need to see this. Do they understand what you're doing for the industry, that you're the reason why I still have a job?" He didn't think of it that way, and then I gave him my number. He called me and said, "Baby girl, let's get to work." And he showed me a different approach on how to do the show. See, I was there doing little mini shows, like in Portland, Oregon, like do little like Tupperware type of shows, as far as like not too extreme as like a production, like a Reggie Wells production with that Oprah status. He showed me how to come correct with producing shows. It was all Reggie, and Sam did too. So did Sam. They showed me a whole different view on creating nice shows, not just something that you're just going to do a show and then it's just a whole bunch of people there because you're doing a show with someone. You want class with it. You have to be class, because that's our reputation. You have to bring people back. And I done that show in 2007. I moved to Chicago in 2003. So that means, let me tell you that I got busy. In 2007, the show had launched. With that said, in 2008, I already had my brushes. I remember telling a young lady that I'm going to come out with a brush set, because a lot of people, they understand how I was using my brushes, why my makeup looked flawless, like it was airbrushed, because I'm not trained by a makeup artist at a counter. I'm trained naturally by a gift, by watching people like Sam and Reggie and Cindy Watson approach. So no one really trained me on how to do makeup. So that's why the brushes came about, because I knew that I wanted something for me and to share with other people. Yeah.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, when you went to that class in Atlanta with Sam, was that at MAC, at their studios?
You know, it was the Bronner Brothers show. It was the Bronner Brothers show. That's when I met Nico, the hairstylist. Oh, my God. I was just, like, on cloud nine because, again, coming from Portland, Oregon, all my black people. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm home. You know, I just got, and they looking at me like, okay, she's happy. I was there not to learn, and I bought everything, what I need to take my game to the different, to a whole level. Like, I paid for that Sam Fine class. Like, I was there front row. And he, in his presentation, let me tell you, I can tell you what Sam had on that day. He had on some Gucci shoes. He was clean. He was clean at the Nordstrom store with his little Prada. You know, my son was climbing all over him, whatever, but he was just clean. That I was like, damn. Like, man, I was inspired just by seeing him. Like, his presence goes so far that it goes through you. And let me tell you, he the one showed me how to do my brow. Like, I was using a black pencil on my brow. And I got pictures to show you. He was the one who bumped our game up on bleaching those brows and softening that skin up. Because we could get taught on a different line on how they think of black beauty. But when another person see how an African-American woman should look, it's a big difference. So that's why I tell a lot of artists, if you work at the Lancome counter, you work at Laura Mercier, if you work at the Bobby Brown, you work at NARS, those are brand makers, and they have a whole different outlook how they see black beauty, how they see the Asian beauty. They only see white beauty, and white beauty is beautiful. Like, I have a lot of many girlfriends that are white, and I use makeup what I use on black women, I use on my white girlfriends, and they look fierce. Fierce, the colors where they think they can wear because we've been trained on retail makeup for so long. So it's so exciting to see Fashion Fair making a full comeback. I'm excited that I bought two tickets, like two bookings to see Sam. You know, and that's another thing where people said, girl, why are you buying tickets when you know Fashion Fair you don't need? That's where you get stuck at. Stop being lazy. Stop being cheap on yourself. Stop being cheap. You get so many makeup artists, and they know Sam is going to be at Fashion Fair. Watch his presentation on being a professional for this brand. It's more to him being a Sam Fine. You got to understand why he is a Sam Fine, why he is one of the best. You know, just like you ladies. Again, if people need to listen to this show every Sunday, I'm telling you, I learned so much more about Maria Hollis, Kevin James Bennett. You educate me, and I get inspired every Sunday by listening to you ladies. Sometimes I don't call in or to talk to the host. I just listen because it's like therapy for me. Like, I feed off of it. I'm getting ready for my week. So it's more of an uplifting moment for myself. So even with Santara, a beautiful, genuine woman, Marietta Carter Narcisse, who lost her father, another woman that you can just feel her vibe and how she worked so hard on that Malcolm X movie. And a lot of artists just think that, like Kevin James said, that because you standing in front of a celebrity doesn't make you a celebrity makeup artist. Put in some work, because those celebrity artists are just like regular people, too, who can feed off their energy. And they don't want all of that around them because they have to go in a whole different mode once you're done touching their face.
Right.
So, yeah, so, you know, it goes back on going back to basics. You know, like Sam never left the counter. And a lot of people try to hurry up, oh, I'm leaving the counter because I'm much better. No, you're not. I would never put you on a production. You went around being a clown. I would never put them on anything what I do because I see them being lazy at the store. I see them all the time being lazy. So why would you want someone who's being lazy on their job, not pushing a product, to work on a client, on a celebrity client, or give them the opportunity on just handing them something? We can't do that. So they really need to stay at the counter and learn, and learn until it's your time. We all know when it's your time to leave. We all know that.
Learn and touch as many faces as you can touch.
Right, absolutely. And keep and maintain that clientele. I had been a woman's face, and she's a Chicago local designer. That woman named her whole collection after me. Her name is Catherine Twist. She named her whole collection after me, and I was just honored. She's going to be at the show. There's another young lady who owns one of Oprah's favorite cupcake places, Sugar Bliss. She's another young lady who named a couple her items after me. So it's an honor that where we can get out and reach out and embrace those artists themselves because even pastry, chef, athlete, they all are artists. We just have to learn and understand how to respect them. And that's what's another thing that's going on where a lot of artists aren't respecting other artists. They're quick to jump and be disrespectful, speaking on another artist in a very disrespectful term. And it's a turnoff for us. It's a turnoff for us. It's all about us. That's why James Vincent bringing us the makeup show together with all these different brands, and he's not knocking. NARS is better than Laura Mercier. Laura Mercier is better than Makeup Forever. It's all about finding a brand that works for you.
Right.
And so, and I hope that the makeup artists get that, and not just to say that, oh, I'm taking these pictures with the celebrity artists with Billy B. Billy B. worked his tail off. And those aren't young artists. I know that if I'm 42 and they've been doing this much longer than I am, they set in their ways. They would chew you up. You get a certain age and a certain point of your life, you don't have time for all of that. So I hope the younger generation and aspiring artists take all of that in, take it all in, because the makeup is not going anywhere. It's just that the artists are oversaturating it with lack of class. That's all. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
The makeup is not going anywhere. It's going to be here to stay. Lipstick is going to be going on. Red lipstick is going to be around forever. So it's about having quality people, you know,
right.
not quantities. You can have a quality makeup artist, and all the quantities of other artists doesn't even matter.
Absolutely.
Mhm. So you guys matter.
That's a great way to bring this show to a close. It's just, you know, just basically what you said, you know, quality matters. And that covers a lot in this beauty industry. A lot. Right now, I just want you to just shout out any websites, your Twitter handle, anything you want anybody to know, how they can follow you throughout all of your social networks. Just feel free to give that information now.
Yes, ma'am. They can go to ViolaNicholson.com and hit on that event. Sam Fine will be here October 27th. Call that number. Leave your information, 312-204-7307. You can follow me on Twitter, Viola Nicholson. I'm very basic. Only thing you don't know is my nickname, and I'm going to do a contest for that. And Facebook, Viola Nicholson. So it's all love in what I do. I share everything. I don't close anything up. I share everything. Whatever God has given me, I'm going to give it back twice as much. And I hope, you know, people really take it all in because you'd be surprised that I may have paid people mortgages and people won't even know about it. I just don't sing or be loud about anything what I do. So I hope, again, I'm putting out there, too, that I get a chance to do a day with you ladies, a day with Jennifer James, the Cindy Watsons. So, like, I have so much lined up that I want to share what the beauty world is really missing, that it's still here, but the people really need to see it instead of going on the internet.
Well, you have our information, so we can talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. We can talk about it. That would be great. And just quickly, tell us what beauty means to you, Viola.
It means heart. Whatever goes through your soul. That's what beauty means to me, because I could take off this blonde weave and wash the makeup off my hair. I'm going to be Viola, you know, that same little black girl, and pick my pearl out.
Absolutely.
But beauty goes within. It's what's in your soul and your heart, what you carry. That's what beauty, how your mother raised you, how your grandmother raised you. That's the beauty, the life, the life of God has given us. That's beauty. You know, Marietta, she lost her father. And the beauty of it is that she's going to remember this man who gave her life. So that's what beauty means to me. Like people didn't understand that, how sensitive I am. I'm very sensitive. I'm good at what I do, and I approach what I do very strong, and I could come off strong to the fools out here, the foolish people out here, and they don't get me. So it's, life is so sweet and precious. You know, that's what beauty, you know, giving the generation, the next generation, the opportunity, and give them hope, embrace them and love them, let them know that you don't have to walk around sagging. Young ladies, you don't have to go to school with a skirt slit up to get noticed. You know, that's the beauty. It's all about love, love, love. That's beauty for me. Love and prayer. Love and praise. That's beauty.
Absolutely.
Before you go, Viola, I just wanted to let you know that Santar is in the chat room, and she wanted me to tell you hello.
Oh, I can't wait to see her. Hope she'll be at the makeup show in Chicago. She's another sweet woman. She embraced me. I had a fever, and her mother instinct came out. I love Santara. She's, I mean, inside and out, she has a heart of gold. I love her. She's another beautiful woman.
Speaking of the chat room, I just want to say thank you for joining us, Brandilyn and Jennifer and Santara. I thought I saw Charlene there also. There's a couple of other people without a name, but thank you to them as well for joining us tonight.
And you all can join us over on Facebook just for a follow-up chat, if you like, on the Beauty Talk with Illusions online radio page.
Thank you again, Viola, for joining
us
tonight. We really appreciate it. And hopefully the next time you're in Atlanta, we'll definitely be able to meet up with you.
Yes, please. So, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
And I need to
welcome.
Send you ladies your brushes as well. So let me know what you ladies think. And I'm sending you a couple sets that I already had made. So let me know what you think.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Cool, that will work. Also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Desiree Stovall was out listening. So I just want to say a hello to her, and it was good meeting you on set a few weeks ago. But for those who are listening, if you like tonight's show, please mark it as a favorite and join us back here every Sunday night for Beauty Talk. We have some great shows planned and lined up, so stay tuned. So we'd like to know what you all think, because we're going to do some things a little different and just have some guests on that we may not normally have, but it's all about beauty in one way or another. So just stay tuned to hear what we have going on. And again, thank you. Join us on the Beauty Talk page if you have time, and we will chat with you all again next Sunday. Take care.
Good night.